name is Isaiah, and I'm a 15-year-old student at Centaurus High School. I'm also a representative for the Lafayette Youth Advisory Commission.
My name is Andrea Montiel, and I'm a student at Centaurus High School. I'm 15 years old, and I'm also a co-chair at ELIAC. ELIAC is collaborating with KG News Media Gardens Youth Initiative to represent our perspective and experience with the Black Lives Matter movement.
2020 has been a rough year for a lot of people. With the pandemic, election, the death of many admirable celebrities, and many more unfortunate events. One particular situation that sparked more attention to the Black Lives Matter movement was the death of George Floyd. The death of George Floyd made Andrea and I more engaged and passionate about social justice. We wish to do our part in the fight for equal rights for BIPOC.
Black Lives Matter has helped us gain knowledge on social justice and helped us grow and learn as people. Attending Denver protests, which emerged as a response to police brutality, this inspired us to then organize a protest in our own community. We got together with some community members and helped organize and lead a vigil in our community.
We also got the opportunity to lead a Black Lives Matter webinar with CU's Public Achievement. In the webinar, we touched on certain experiences that each one of us have had with microaggressions and stereotypes. Microaggressions are unintentional statements against a specific racial or ethnic group. For example, many times I've been to the store, I have been followed by the employees because they suspect that I'm stealing. They fit me into this common stereotype because I'm a Black man. We also talked about how hard it's been to let go of relationships with loved ones who support the things you are fighting against.
We've also been trying to create a bridge with the community's police department. This process has been enabled by the Lafayette Youth Advisory Commission. ELIAC has been attending meetings with Chief and some other police officers. These meetings are open to the community so they can voice their concerns and questions about Black Lives Matter and other topics related to social justice. ELIAC has been working with our police station so they can help us with upcoming important events and provide us with more insight for our research. We think it's important to create a strong relationship with the police so our community can have more trust and feel more comfortable around their police, and so they know that they are there to support and protect us.
There are many ways we can help this fight. One important way is to be aware of our own bias and privileges. Another way is to not be anti-Black. Ways people might be anti-Black are feeling threatened by Black people in general, not hearing or listening to Black voices, racially gaslighting, not speaking up when Black people are experiencing racism, tone policing, and believing stereotypes about Black people.
Isaiah and I challenged ourselves to learn correct terms on social justice while we gain knowledge through all our experiences. We also spread awareness and knowledge to people in our community and on social media. We want to fight against racism and uphold anti-racism. We hope to keep growing and flourishing with our community. So the other day, my cousin asked me a question, and he was like, what does it feel like to be a person of color in like a position of leadership and especially in a youth group? And I wanted to see what your answer would be on this, Isaiah.
I don't know. I feel like it's important in general for our community just to have people of color as leaders, and especially, I guess, trying to help the community, but also like having people of color as leaders is powerful. And it's also a good example and shows that other people of color in our community can be leaders too, and like can help make change.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I really think having like people of color helps us educate people and definitely provide them with another perspective. And I think it's great that ELIAC is the platform for that, especially for youth, because I know a lot of people of color, like minorities, don't feel seen most of the times with the community. So I think what Elena has created, like ELIAC, is amazing because she's giving not only youth, but minorities a voice.
This production on the Black Lives Matter movement was made possible thanks to the collaboration between the KGNU Media Gardens Youth Initiative and the Lafayette Youth Advisory Commission. Thanks for listening.